Brad Davison joins us here in the studio. It's 9 minutes to 8 o'clock. Now, Brad, I believe it's a very, very special day for someone today.
Yeah, Winx's 7th birthday today. I know every horse celebrates their birthday on the first day of the new season, but seven years ago today, Winx was born. So pretty timely, considering she goes around, obviously, tomorrow in the Colgate Optic White, 20 Group 1 she's going for, and
she
27
wins.
In a row. Yeah, it's simple as that. Yeah. I mean, the only way she can get beat is if somehow she gets caught in a pocket from that barrier three, you know, because it'd probably work out she might be on the fence. But I'm sure, Huey, every time we say that, he just sits off, doesn't he?
He'll sit four wide at the back if he has to.
Yeah, exactly.
Second place?
Unforgotten. Yeah. One of my tips tomorrow, actually. So we'll get to that a bit later. But I think she's a good thing to, not a good thing, but I think she's a really good chance to run second. And she was 290 last night. I think it's around that sort of 270, 290.
Yeah, Lure Remains at 270.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Lure Remains favourite, to be honest, because wide the other day, I thought, was a bit disappointing, personally, even though he was wide. They didn't go hard in that race, and I thought he had every favour first up. So
good to have Nash Rewheeler back here, mate. Yeah, regardless of what you think, it's good to have Nash back safe on our shores.
Yeah, that's true. Ray Thomas and Michael Manley reporting that at the Daily Telegraph yesterday, of course. I know Adam touched on it earlier about avoiding charges from the Hong Kong Independent Commission Against Corruption. Understood he'll be back at his Mornington home already, and that's after that 5-month investigation over there. So, of course, he was disqualified by the Hong Kong Jockey Club for 15 months after being found guilty of receiving gifts or money for race tips last April. So he obviously can't step foot on a racetrack until August next year, but good news for his family and everyone concerned there, and hopefully he can put it beyond him.
Yeah, when we talk corruption, we should stress that too. It was for money for tips.
Exactly right. He's done the wrong thing, and
he's paying the price.
Yes, exactly.
But still good to have him back home.
Yeah, that's true.
And
I'm sure he's happy that he's back home rather than being over there in Hong Kong.
Mate, when they take your passport and you hold you, mate, you just, as soon as you get that passport, it's in a cab straight to the airport.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he's done. What's happening with Boss Lane?
Yeah, slightly elevated temperature was reported yesterday. So I believe some blood tests are being done. They're likely to be returned today, and then there'll be a decision of whether he lines up in the shorts. Of course, he was so good behind Redzel a couple of weeks ago, where we know he absolutely loves Randwick, this horse. His sectionals late were some of the best in the race. So always good to have him in the race. He just loves his headquarters there, his home track. And we'll wait and see if he lines up.
We've got a cracking meeting at Newcastle. I was talking about it earlier on. I mean, this is worthy of a standalone meeting. And people say, well, why isn't it one then? Because have a look at the Saturday meeting in Sydney.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, and it actually fits for Newcastle to have it on this particular day.
Yeah, it's just the timing, isn't it? Yeah. Obviously, the day before the big meeting in Sydney. But a few out of the Cameron today. Obviously, there were some dual acceptors. So Tommy Melbourne's come out. I'm guessing he can then go around tomorrow. I Am Serious has come out. And Perrette, as is always expected. So a few out of the Cameron, but still a pretty good race. We've got the Tibby, the Spring Stakes, and, of course, the Newcastle Gold
Significant
Cup.
Significant races going forward throughout spring, aren't they?
Yeah, and don't forget, In Her Time as well is going to have a gallop there, an exhibition gallop at the races today, of course, has been transferred to Chris Lee's stable. And at this stage, all systems go there for the Everest. Still remains Tab's representative for that race. And yeah, she's $11 chance in the Tab Everest.
What a horse to pick up. I mean, two horses, two Group 1 horses. Yeah. In Her Time. Yeah, In Her Time's won a Group 1. Yeah.
Yep.
So,
yeah, El Dorado Dreaming.
Two Group 1 horses. So quite amazing, isn't it?
Well, it is. And I think they only have to go about 25 metres. That's how close the stables are there at Newcastle. So you wouldn't think it would impact El Dorado's Dreaming's preparations much for the T Rose tomorrow. And she's been trialling up well. I think she's probably the horse to beat in that race too.
Yeah. Newcastle, as we mentioned, they're on today. Can you find a couple of winners for us?
Well, I thought there was an all up there. Unfortunately, a few scratchings means we've got to take a little bit shorter now, odds on both of these. But race 2, number 2, Girl Tuesday, made a massive impression on debut. This mare out of Tuesday Joy, of course, won a BMW at 2400. So she goes to a mile now after winning at 1400. I think she'll win again. So I think we take the all up. Race 2, number 2, Girl Tuesday, into race 4, number 10, Galena, coming back off a spell. She's got some great form lines last preparation. And I think that all-up's going to be, what is it, $2.77 there. And race 3, number 10, on the top each way at that $10 mark. I think it's in about $8.50 after scratchings now. But really like the way this horse has been trialling up. They put up $26 a tab, so someone's had a good whack at this. And
wow.
I know Sir Owen, this is related to Criterion coming through, been trialling like the house down, probably going to be the horse to beat. But I just think this horse, I spoke to Mark Newnham yesterday, so he's got plenty of talent. I think he'll run us a cheeky race at each way odds. Probably back in 1/4. You know, if you have $25, $5 a win, $20 a place.
What about for the shift workers, mate, who knock off at 3, get down to the RSL or the pub? 4:35 is going to be the Gold Cup. Open race.
Yeah, it's a tough race.
Yeah, open.
I went with Cars Off, even though he's not proven at that 2,300-metre distance. All race probably got the best form lines, but I just went with Cars Off. He's in form. Kay McAvoy sticks. But, yeah, tricky races, the features there today. Pretty open.
Good race carnival at Randwick tomorrow. What do you got there?
Yeah, I've got a few there tomorrow. First of all, race 9, number 2, Trekking, I thought was the best. In that last race, I know the favourites have won about the last 8, so they're due to miss one. But hopefully he can keep the run going. I thought his 2 runs back have been outstanding. And in stronger races than most of these come through. Race 6 in the Winx Outmarket, as I said, Unforgotten. Around that 290, I think she's a good gamble in that Winx Outmarket. Dominant winner last time out, and the fact they're targeting that Epsom first suggests there's spring in the legs.
She looks good.
Race 5, number 5, Invictus Prince. He's my sort of best each way of the day. I know second to Winx last time out. If he reproduces, he should be winning. And all up, race 4, number 1, Red Zelda win into race 8, number 5, Avilius to win. They're the 2 shorties on the card. They'd look hardest to beat.
Yeah, but that's $2.30 there, Redzel, $1.80. That's a mini Everest as well. Pierrata still without a slot. We've got 1 slot left.
Yeah, interesting runner tomorrow. Obviously, 6 weeks between runs up in trip, but a nice trial in between. And no doubt Greg Hickman will have him cherry right for this race. I just thought with the wide gate, he's got to get a bit of luck early. And I'm happy to just be with Invictus Prince, because you take it. You're either saying Invictus, you either fluked it last time to second a Winks, or you've turned the corner, and I'm hoping he's turned the corner.
It was either too good to be true.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Just on that, 1,400, it'd be okay to drop back still to the Everest.
Yeah, no doubt.
If you got a slot.
So. Yeah, I mean, still got all the others so you just be able to give a
freshen
bit of
fresh, up.
Freshness in the legs. And
don't rule it out, Loz.
Well, I just love the interesting preparation, say, from a Redzel who's been running in the shorter races, and then you have some of the others. Horses
going to 1400,
dropping back. Yeah. Which interests me. What's the best prep, you reckon?
Well, I think it depends
on
the horse,
race.
Doesn't it? I mean, if you've got a 1200 metre horse, you probably just, you know, a 1400 metre horse, keep them fresh. But if you've got a horse that struggles at the distance, you've got to get all the K's in your legs you can. But it's a high pressure race, so it just all depends on the horse, I think.
Laurie, I'll leave you with this.
Yes, TK.
There are many ways of climbing a mountain. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you,
Brad Davidson. Laurie will go away and contemplate now.
Thanks for that.